Good evening. This is Dr. Frederick Clark, and welcome to this edition of The Dentist is in the House. Today we're going to discuss a very interesting topic. I thought it was apropos because there are a lot of scenarios that are concerning this population group that, you know, are misconceptions, misnomers about care. That subject matter is oral health care during pregnancy. And I think that this is something that is close to my heart because I was involved in the guidelines being put forth to treat pregnant women. The genesis of this is that there had been a long period of time in which women who found themselves with dental emergencies could not seek treatment. Dentists were unwilling or afraid to treat women who were pregnant for fear that they might cause problems with the pregnancy. They didn't want to administer anesthetics or medications, pain medications, antibiotics, and they were simply just fearful, especially women during certain trimesters. Being a third trimester, was it safe to treat the woman? The problem of this was that you'd find women who had, you know, very serious dental problems, could not get them addressed at all because the doctors were pretty much afraid to give them treatment. So the consequence of this was that a lot of women found themselves in scenarios of being severe pain. They're dealing with also the pregnancy. And there is also, you know, the added fear that an abscess tooth can cause what they call a bacteremia or a bloodborne infection that could affect the fetus. Now, I had seen a number of pregnant women in the past when I first started practicing dentistry nearly 30 years ago. And there were no guidelines. We didn't have a protocol for what we could do for these women, and typically we try to tell them, well, can you just, you know, go to the emergency room, or can you wait it out until the baby's born, then we can address the problem. And, you know, this could create a lot of stress in a person who's got, you know, an abscess jaw or severe toothache or, you know, something which is just, you know, you're already dealing with pregnancy, but now you have to deal with something that is completely unmanageable, and then you have no form of health care or dental care to deal with the problems. Well, in 2010, I was part of the state of Maryland Oral Health Advisory Committee that helped set some of the guidelines that are, you know, in place today that allow women to get dental treatment. Now, what we're looking at in terms of women during pregnancy is that there are a lot of things that women are faced with during pregnancy related to oral health. Women sometimes will find that they have tooth decay. Sometimes they'll have, you know, abscesses. Sometimes they'll look up and all of a sudden they start getting, you know, puffy, bleeding gums. The bigger problem usually is pain management, but some of the other problems should be addressed because of the fact that, you know, if a woman is not aware during pregnancy that poor oral health is a problem. So pregnancy is what we call a teachable moment. These are, you know, times when you can motivate women to change some of their unhealthy oral hygiene habits. And the dental team, the dental office, can be very influential in helping these women to initiate and maintain oral health care during pregnancy and to improve their lifelong oral health hygiene habits, and that's gonna be very good for the women even after they have children. Now, it also will set a protocol for if they have, you know, more than one child going forward, they will know, you know, what they can or cannot do. Well, let me go into a little detail about some of the things the guidelines that are used in terms of women getting dental care. Usually, the first thing we want to do is assess oral health. We want to get the patient in. We want to, you know, do the routine things of, you know, the oral examination, the x-rays. You can't take x-rays on pregnant women. You put the shield over them. You take a minimum amount of x-rays that are needed to determine, you know, what the baseline status is, or x-rays are needed specific to a dental problem. So you may take one x-ray if you have a woman who comes in, or a patient who's pregnant who comes in, and they're in pain and you want to deal with that. So treatment can either be elective or non-elective. So if you're doing emergency treatment, you want to take a single x-ray, and you want to assess whether or not you can institute treatment at that time, or you can make a determination as to whether or not you can place the person on antibiotics and painkillers. What antibiotics and painkillers are appropriate for the patient? Most times, if you're going to do dental treatment, it's optimal to perform that dental treatment during the second trimester. But it actually can be performed at any time. But during the second trimester, you're less at risk to find, you're less likely to find there are potential risks to the fetus. Now, during pregnancy, one of the reasons that women do have problems is that there's an increased blood volume. And there are hormonal changes that occur during pregnancy that might result in bleeding gums, and you get what we call pregnancy gingivitis. So the primary concerns are, deal with emergency situations first. But if you find a patient who's not in an emergency situation, there should be treatment instituted that at least deals with the hygiene issue. If a person has not had a cleaning in a while, then you want to get the mouth in a pristine state while the mother's carrying the child. Bacteria in the mouth is really dangerous to you. And I do want to always impress upon people to understand that bacteria are living organisms, and they're pathogenic organisms. They can destroy the teeth, and they can destroy the gums, but worse, they get into the bloodstream. And they get into the bloodstream, they can cause very serious problems to the health of the woman and to the health of the fetus and developing child. One of the things that I was engaged in after so many years of treating women, I had an opportunity to have female patients, you know, pregnant women come in, and we were able to perform all dental treatment that they needed to have done during a 9-month period. That was because in the state of Maryland where I am, the state of Maryland allowed women to become a part of the what they call the Maryland Healthy Smiles program. And the Maryland Healthy Smiles program is usually a program for children in the state of Maryland, dental care between ages 0 and 21. But if a woman becomes pregnant during her entire period of her pregnancy, that 9 months, she's eligible to receive dental services under the Maryland Healthy Smiles program. So what I, you know, was able to do with a lot of women, and this was particularly in the Baltimore and Prince George's County area of Maryland, was that I was able to, and I still do, to deliver care to women from during a 9-month period. And what we found was that a lot of mothers, some of them hadn't been to a dentist in their whole life, never had the teeth cleaned. In fact, we would see women who came in and they'd have a number of cavities. They'd have broken teeth that were broken very badly. You know, they'd have gingivitis or gum disease. And we were able to take them from a state when they initially came in of having a poor oral condition to a state of all of their teeth were restored. We did cleanings, fillings, root canals, crowns. In some places, we placed dentures. So we were able to also use these visits as an opportunity to educate the women about oral health, about how to engage the system going forward, that they would always have a good oral health. But it also gave us an opportunity to engage pregnant women to begin to understand how do you manage the care of your baby's teeth. What is it that you're supposed to be doing, you know, once the child is born? going forward so that that child does not have dental disease. So you have an opportunity as a teaching moment to help the mother with both the issues of her own oral health and the children's oral health issues. So I thought that this might be a good topic to discuss because I do know that there are a lot of misconceptions. Like I said, there was a time when dentists were afraid to touch pregnant women. And fortunately, we did create protocols, but the unfortunate part of that, there are a lot of dentists even today who are not aware of these protocols, who are not aware that women who are pregnant can be treated. So I wanted to create a podcast about this so that we could put it out that if you are pregnant and you have not had dental care or you need dental care, that you should begin to have these discussions with your dentist. If he does not know these protocols, then he can contact Dr. Clark in Maryland, Dr. Frederick Clark in Maryland, and then we can establish that, hey, there are protocols that you can follow, and if the states that you live in don't have these as part of the their dental societies within their state, then these protocols need to be established so that women are not being left to suffer during pregnancy only because of the fact that dentists are not aware or afraid to give them the treatments that they need. Now, the good thing about a program that we have in Maryland is that even if a mother finds that she is unemployed or underemployed or does not have dental insurance, could not afford to get her teeth fixed or something because cost, now we have a program available that at least during the 9 months of pregnancy, there's a lot of the dental disease or oral conditions that are poor that can be eradicated during that period. A lot of the mothers, I can tell you, were very, very happy and enthusiastic to find out that, you know what, I can actually go get my teeth fixed. And, you know, I try my best to let as many people know. If you find a woman who is pregnant and she does not know that this program exists in the state of Maryland, then you need to let her know. I think the same thing does apply in the District of Columbia. So we have discussed some of the concerns about that we find that women have to deal with in terms of getting dental care during pregnancy. So we want to break for a minute and then come back and discuss some of the guidelines that we have established for oral hygiene care. So please return to the dentists in the house after this short break.
Hello, this is Dr. Frederick Clark. I am introducing my new podcast called The Dentist is in the House. Well, tune in every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. We're going to be discussing oral health, dentistry. We're going to be bringing lots of information, helpful information to you to learn about oral health and everything you need to know about it. Tune in every Sunday at 6 o'clock for The Dentist is in the House podcast.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Well, thank you for sticking around with us. And so now we're gonna go ahead and discuss some of the guidelines that we have established for treating women while pregnant. Okay. As I mentioned earlier, we do want to address emergency or non-elective dental treatment. So if you come in, you have a toothache or you have an abscess or something like that, we want to go ahead and at least stabilize our patient, stabilize the lady who happens to be carrying a baby. A lot of times doctors would not treat these women because of the fact that they didn't know what the protocols might be. So our established protocols are that we can take x-rays. We take as minimal x-rays as necessary to determine what the problem is. We will use a lead apron with thyroid collar and an abdominal apron. And these are to protect radiation from the child and to protect radiation from the thyroid gland. And then we also want to make sure that we inform the patient's OBGYN doctor or provider to let them know what our proposed dental work is and medications to be used. So sometimes we actually get what we'll call a medical consult or medical clearance from the OBGYN before we go forward with instituting dental work. We do routine cleanings, and we do elective dental services, meaning that we find that you have tooth decay, we will go ahead and fill those teeth. There's no need or reason to delay that type of treatment. If there are procedures that, elective dental procedures can be performed either during or after the child is delivered. But now, in the particular case what we have with the state of Maryland, where there is a established insurance period during pregnancy, then even if it is an elective dental procedure, we will go ahead and perform that, because at the end of the pregnancy period, under the Maryland Healthy Smiles program, that dental treatment will not be able to be performed unless that person has private insurance or pays out of pocket. So this is something specific to the state of Maryland Medicaid program. Okay, now, do we give pregnant women medications for pain or antibiotics? Yes, we do. So the analgesics or painkillers that we usually can prescribe are acetaminophen or Tylenol. We can prescribe Tylenol. We can prescribe Tylenol with codeine, but we cannot, or we do not give drugs such as aspirin or ibuprofen or naproxen during the first and third trimester, because these do have what we call fetal or neonatal effects. Okay, so anyway, when our patients come in for treatment while they're pregnant, we want to make sure that we keep in mind that they are, you know, pregnant women, and they have certain concerns about how they need to be treated when they're in the waiting room. So we want to avoid long waits in the waiting room when they come in. We avoid early morning appointments, because a lot of women coming in, they're going to experience morning sickness. You don't want to be doing treatment on a person who's experienced morning sickness. We have to take time to allow for bathroom breaks, because a lot of women who are pregnant, their bladders, you know, a lot of times they're being impinged upon by the baby in the stomach. Some women, when they're pregnant, they have what we call an exaggerated gag reflex. So as a consequence, when you're treating them, you have to be conscientious about the fact that since they do have an exaggerated gag reflex, while you're doing dental treatment, you may have to make sure that you evacuate water from the mouth. You make sure you give them time to, you know, relax, or they need a moment to get the composure back together, because there's a lot going on. You know, I've had patients in a chair 7 months pregnant, 8 months pregnant, and they look like they're about to deliver. So you have to be very conscientious of what, at every moment, what's going on with the patient. Also, we try to elevate the patient's head higher than the feet and make sure that the patient's legs are uncrossed. And we will use a pillow under the back if necessary, because a lot of times the chair being flat, the mother being, you know, pregnant, you know, a lot of times they do get back pain. So there's a lot of things you need to consider when dealing with a woman who's pregnant. Okay, so we're going to come back on the other side of this short break, and we're going to wrap this thing up. I have a few more things I want to discuss about oral hygiene care, home care, and how to manage those things. So please come back after a brief moment, and we will wrap this up. on The Dentist Is in the House.
Are you a public speaker that struggles to get booked for speaking engagement? Do you need a killer elevator pitch to attract media attention and investor interest? Hello, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. I have written this book because I want to help women entrepreneurs get explosive sales, take their public speaking and their pitching skills to the next level, and get all the attention and interest that they need right now. You can find my book now for purchase at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com.
Well, welcome back to the Dentist in the House podcast. Our discussion today has been oral health during pregnancy. I want to wrap this up by, you know, we've covered a lot of topics here, but I want to, you know, wrap this up by sharing some of the home care recommendations that we have for women while they're pregnant. So we do advise them to brush twice daily with a toothpaste that contains fluoride because of the fact that we're dealing with an oral cavity that, because of hormonal changes and the fact that women do typically easily get inflammation of the gums, gingivitis, we want to keep the mouth as healthy as possible. We find that during the period of pregnancy, some women get cavities very, you know, much easier, and fluoride helps to prevent tooth decay. So we want to, you know, brush twice daily. Sometimes I actually recommend three times a day. Also, we have a rinse called chlorhexidine, or the name that is typically, people may be familiar with, is Paradex. And what it is an antimicrobial rinse to reduce bacteria in the mouth. We use this with all patients, be they pregnant or not, but particularly when women have pregnancy gingivitis, after doing cleanings, we will prescribe the Paradex or chlorhexidine rinse. We do prescribe also fluoridated mouth rinses to help to reduce decay. There is something that is called fluoride varnish, and what this is when you get a cleaning, it is applied to the teeth to help to increase the fluoride absorption. This is used frequently with children when they go for their dental visits. So we use this with pregnant women also. Also, to reduce the bacteria, to reduce the incidence of tooth decay, there is a substance called xylitol. So you can get xylitol containing chewing gum. And xylitol is what we call a sugar alcohol. But xylitol has the ability to reduce the ability for the teeth to get tooth decay. And you're trying your best to do everything you can to help this mother during pregnancy to keep those teeth and gums as healthy as possible. If you have morning sickness, you can use baking soda rinses. If you have acid reflux, baking soda rinses are good. But baking soda will help to restore the pH in the oral cavity. A lot of times when mothers are pregnant, toothpaste itself can sometimes cause irritation of the stomach and initiate an exaggerated gag reflex. So if you can reduce the amount of toothpaste to a very small amount, or what they call a low suds or foaming toothpaste, then that's going to help to reduce that exaggerated gag reflex. And, you know, pregnant women do get morning sickness. Sometimes they gag very easily. So a low suds or a low foaming toothpaste is advised. We do recommend flossing at least once daily. And we do always recommend limiting sugary foods and drinks because these are pro-cavity types of substances. So I think that we have covered a lot of subject matter here. I think that if this is information that is useful for you during your pregnancy, call your doctor. Make sure that the first time that you find out that you're pregnant, that one of the first places that you should go you should get a referral to a dentist if you are not already with one. If you do already have a dentist, you know, inform the dentist that you are pregnant. Speak with your OBGYN. Make certain that they are aware that you have not been to the dentist. And can they refer you to one if you don't already have one? So I want to thank everyone for joining me this evening for this episode, this chapter of The Dentist is in the House. Please tune in next week for our next exciting subject in The Dentist is in the House podcast. Thank you. Bye-bye.